Very happy to be joined now by Christian Horner, team principal for Red Bull Racing. Thanks so much for doing this, Christian. Really appreciate it.
Pleasure.
So, first of all, this now seals our fandom. We have been F1 polygamists, you know, dabbling and cheering from one team here to one team there, going season to season with the show. Now that you've agreed to do this, we would just like to formally announce that we are very much Team Red Bull. This is now a Red Bull Racing show.
Well, I'm delighted to hear that.
So, how aware have you become of just the growth of this sport in North America? Like, it obviously was already big. You had, you know, massive crowds that would always show up in Montreal. It clearly was something that is very, very popular here, but it's grown, you know, immensely. It's now become something where you're a household name in Canada. Your driver is a household name in Canada. You are in the United States now as well. Ratings are through the roof. Like, has it impacted you in any way that, like, has actually filtered through to your life yet?
Not really. It's fantastic, the sport's getting that reach, and I think Netflix has played a big role in that. So occasionally people ask me how Cyril is, but no, other than that, everything's all good.
I think one of the things, obviously, people that have become fans of this sport through the Netflix show would tell you is that they love the drama in between sports and the war of words that can happen between team principals like yourself and Toto. How much thought goes into those media availabilities where the sound clips get disseminated from?
Not a lot at all, to be honest with you. You know, people stick a microphone in front of you and you say what you think. And yeah, that's the way I've always operated.
Yeah, I think it's especially fascinating for us maybe in North America right now because the way our sports are covered is just very differently. Like, there is not that usual transparency from coaches or from players. And mm-hmm. with your sport, it's very much like, hey, we're just going to kind of shoot from the hip here. And, yeah, you can take that as you will. It's not going to really change business. I do wonder, though, if there has been some softening or there has been some impact in terms of trying to wonder how to act in front of the camera. Like, you seem very comfortable in front. I would say that there are probably people that are more prominent or accomplished in the sport that maybe have a little bit more leeway. But have you seen a shift in how people act? Or has there been something with you where maybe you don't handle something the same way because there are Netflix crews? Or is it like, hey, actually our sport is so popular, it's so big, there's so much money behind this that this is actually not as consequential to us as it might be to the viewers at home?
Sure. To be honest with you, you forget they're there, so you just get on with your job and do go about your business, and you know, forget you're being followed by a microphone. So what they do catch is actually very authentic.
Yeah, it seems to be that way. Do you think it changes the drivers at all, knowing that, you know, you have stuff where it becomes a storyline within your camp that you might be looking at another driver or one driver might be on the hot seat and you've got to kind of handle something differently, knowing that later there is going to be this transparency and that you are going to have, you know, certain things revealed that maybe you wouldn't have considering these relationships?
Not really. I think that, you know, some of the drivers probably get a little bit more reserved. No, I don't think it really has that much of an effect. And I think people are so used to having the cameras and sound people around now that they tend to get there.
Do you watch the show? Have you watched any episodes of the show?
Yeah, I watch it when it comes out, but you quickly forget about it. But, I mean, what it has been great for is, you know, obviously for all our U.S. partners, and we're attracting more and more interest in the U.S., you know, for partners like ExxonMobil and Walmart and Bezos and Cash App, we've got some great partners that are coming from the U.S. And actually, we've got a really talented young driver that's running here in France this weekend in Formula 3, the U.S. driver, Jack Crawford, that looks promising for the future as well.
And there is a North American race, even in this weird year where there's no race in Montreal coming up in the fall. You guys go to Texas. Do you hope that there will be an expansion of more races in North America?
I hope so. Hopefully we might do more than one race in the U.S. this year as well, the way the calendar is going. So, yeah, you know, the calendar with COVID it's a bit in flux at the moment. But, you know, wherever there's a race, we'll be there.
So you watch the show, And yeah, not maybe as religiously as the rest of us do, or you're not as a big a fan of the show, maybe doesn't play as big a part of your life, because like now it's huge for all of us here. Do you like the way you're portrayed?
You know, obviously they're making a TV show, so you're going to have good guys and bad guys, and
yeah,
and different people are interpreting things differently. So you've got to remember it is there to entertain at the end of the day. So so long as you take it with a pinch of salt, that's fine.
Anything you regret? Like anything that you've seen that you're like, a little bit cringy that you would have done over again in that show?
I don't think so.
Okay, we're talking to Christian Horner, team principal for Red Bull Racing. Again, this is a Red Bull show. Yeah, so maybe nothing that you would take back, but you're right. It is storytelling to a certain extent that, like, okay, what we're doing here is a lot of times it's for, again, North American sports fans. The, I think, challenge of getting into F1 for casual people was understanding a sport where it's so top-heavy, right? Where, well, at the beginning of it, you go, oh, we're going to cheer for Williams because they're the plucky underdog team, and then you watch them, and you're like, I can't cheer for them because they'll never win, and it will suck the whole time. Like, why would I sign up for this? So you basically have to choose a top-end team. And so at the beginning, I think there was this acclimation period for people going like, well, we're all going to cheer for the underdogs. Like Haas originally was like portrayed as just heroes, right? Like this is the hero team. Yeah. Can they do it? Can they change the sport? Now, though, there's kind of been this thing where you guys are looked at as the underdog because everybody's like eliminated the field. And this year it's been, hey, if Red Bull can push Mercedes, if Red Bull can lead Mercedes, do you think there's any part of Mercedes right now that's uncomfortable not racing as the front runner? Like having this shift so far where you guys are leading both championships for the first time since 2013?
Yeah, and look, that's sport, isn't it? Everything goes in cycles, and I'm hopeful that, you know, the end of the Mercedes cycle is, you know, is on the horizon. And, you know, it's great that we've had a good start, but there's a long, long way to go. And, you know, we're just going to keep pushing, treat each race as it, you know, take it as it comes and try and get the best out of the car and the drivers and the circumstance and see where we end up.
Yeah, and again, a lot of people, including the show, are rooting for you. And your rival is going to be Toto, and you guys got into it already this week. Let's just ask you this before you go. What aggravates you the most about him?
What aggravates me the most about Toto?
Yes.
I think he's a lovely guy. I don't know what gives you that impression.
No, it didn't. This sounded very sincere of you. He's just very, very lovely.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So it's great to talk to you guys. Keep watching Formula One. And, keep cheering for Red Bull.
Hey, Christian, thanks for the time, man. Good luck.
Thank you, Chris.
All right, all the best. Cheers.
Take care.
Bye-bye.